This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. Well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Paul Revere and the Raiders, who I was a very close friend with, we lost him to cancer a few years back, but another friend of mine who also was in that group and actually was the lead singer of it is Mark Lindsay, and he had a great career with Paul Revere, then went off to do a solo career, but he's with us today to talk about his music and his tour. How to overcome the fear of flying? Well, there's a lot of flying going on these days, and Captain Ron Nielsen will talk about his new book about that. From PBS, the man who puts on all the great music concerts, T.J. Lubinsky with a new venture, and Travel Channel host Rachel Rudwall. All coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Today, those interested in maintaining healthy blood sugar glucose levels still have limited choices when it comes to good-tasting, thirst-quenching beverages. One brand expanding consumer choice for blood sugar-friendly beverages is GlucoDown. Manufactured by publicly traded Glucose Health Incorporated, trading under the symbol GLUC, a leader in America's true growth industry, diabetes-friendly functional beverages. GlucoDown's prebiotic fiber blocks the body's absorption of dietary sugars, moderates after-meal increases in glucose levels, and helps maintain regular digestive health. Every nutritious and delicious serving has no sugar, no caffeine, and is a great source of prebiotic soluble fiber. All 8 flavors are dietitian recommended to maintain blood sugar in a healthy range. Available at CVS, Publix, online at Walmart.com, and a top category choice on Amazon. For more information on the company, visit GLUCReport.com. To begin maintaining your blood sugar in a healthy range, visit Amazon and search GlucoDown, GLUCO, down.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Now you wanna know what moves my soul and what chips inside of my brain. I feel this need I just can't control, and it's driving me insane.
Back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi Today. That's the music of our next guest. And Paul Revere and I had become very, very close friends over the years. I used to visit him up in Branson. We'd have dinner together. He was a great, great guy. And we lost him a few years back. Very talented man. But one of the other big names that came out of that group is our guest, who I first met back in 1969 when I was a radio disc jockey. And that's Mark Lindsay. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good to be here, Ron.
Hey, great. Nice to have you here. This is the first time you've been in our studio, and it's so nice to have you. Really,
this is the first time we've been in person since I had the Nehru suit and you had mustache.
Yeah, and I could still get into a turtleneck collar. I want you to know. It was a long time ago. We were in Cleveland. You were promoting, I'll tell you how long ago it was. It was an album that you were promoting.
What are albums? The Great Big Things that Spin Real Slow, right?
Big Things. And it was an album that you guys had done in Memphis, which was a great album. And you were doing a tour, and we did a thing, I think, up there with Steve Popovich from Columbia Records.
Absolutely.
It was a long time ago. But you know what the depressing part about it is that you still look good. I look like Gabby Hayes. You look terrific, you know?
Folks, this is radio, so you can't. can't tell, but he's putting me down real bad because he looks great.
We saw you last night, and it is absolutely fascinating to watch you perform because you still have the enthusiasm not only in your eyes, but able to move about that stage just like it was where the action is.
Rock and roll is not really cerebral. It's visceral. I run 5 or 6 miles every other day just so I can do that.
Do you really?
Yeah, and it's if I'm on stage and thinking about what I'm doing, it's not going to work. I mean, rock and roll just has to kind of flow from the soles of your feet and come out through your pores, and you can't fake it.
And, you know, you can see. I mean, you can tell when somebody's going up there and they're walking through it, you know, and you can see when somebody is in it, and you're in it.
Well, I'm not an actor, so I can't fake it. It either works or it doesn't, and as long as I'm having fun, which I was last night, and that's kind of why I started doing this again. I was having fun again. As long as it's fun and I can, you know, still they can put me on stage and I can move around, I'll be doing this. I love it.
You had mentioned before that you had been away from the scene for about 10 or 15 years. Why?
Right after Indian Reservation, which was our biggest, the biggest single-selling record in the history of CBS Records.
Unbelievable.
Now Sony. We were kind of passing the bell-shaped curve. You know, no group can stay on top forever. And we were playing smaller venues, and we were playing the same songs the same way every night. There was no variation, and the spontaneity was gone. It wasn't fun anymore. And I said, well, if it's not fun, I can't do it. So I hung up my rock and roll shoes, and I think they had platforms on them about that time in the 70s.
Patent leather boots.
Yeah, and stayed in the music business, but behind the scenes. I built a studio, did A&R, Free Night Artist Records.
Did you really?
Yeah, for about 3 years. Did everything you can possibly do, and did commercials, did everything except perform. And I really thought that I would never perform again. A friend of mine in Chicago said, well, would you, I know you won't play because you've been trying to get me out for years. He said, but would you host a rock and roll show? We have the Temps, the Tops, the Byrds, Tommy James, Association, Spirit, a good cross-section of American rock and roll. I said, well, let me see, I've done TV. Yeah, I'll do it. We get to Detroit to rehearse the show. He says, Lindsay, we need to fill 15 minutes. Can you do Arizona Indian Reservation Kicks? The band had the charts. So it was great to be introduced. And ladies and gentlemen, our host for the evening, Mark Lindsay, did a nice, polite, smattering applause. And then just before intermission, I went out, did my 15 minutes, got a standing ovation. I went, wait a minute, this feels good again. And that's when I started slowly getting back into it. And now we do about 75 dates a year, which is about all that I want to do. But it's fun. It's fun again. As long as it's fun, I'll be doing it.
I don't understand how you could have walked away from it in the beginning. And watching the enthusiasm of the people last night, and now you're in a venue where everybody's not wearing Nehru jackets, but, you know, they're wearing suits and ties, and they're screaming and hollering, and they're having a great time, and they're singing along with the songs. I mean, did you know at the time, Mark, the influence that you were having on the American youth? Because I know a lot of times you go from city to city, recording session, and you really don't know the impact that you're having.
No, Ron, and I'll tell you, if I'd have thought rock and roll was going to last, believe me, we'd have had a clause in our contract about CDs.
Let me hear you spell royalties.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't that the truth. How did you first get together? I'm sure you've been asked that question a million times. I heard a story one time that you met some of the guys when they were delivering buns.
Revere, whose name was Revere Dick. That's you know, nobody knew his first name was Paul. And he hated that name because he was teased unmercifully in school. You know, Paul Revere, where's yours? Ha, 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 ha.
Sure.
So it was Revere Dick. And he had a local drive-in restaurant. And right across the street was his competition, the Quick Curb. He had the Reed and Bell. So he thought, you know, if I have a rock and roll band or join a rock and roll band, all the kids think I'm cool and they'll come to my restaurant. So he put a band together. And actually, he joined what was then called the Red Hughes Band and sat in with them. I heard these guys rehearsing, and I'd been singing with the Country and Western Band as a rockabilly singer.
Really?
About 15. And all of a sudden, I hear across the street nothing but rock and roll. Jerry Lee and Little Richard, and I thought, God, you know, I want to get in that band. So the night they played, I walked up, and I was always kind of legally partially blind. So I took off my glasses because I was, you know, vanity, always vanity.
Oh.
And made my way to the stage because I could hear the sound up there. Walked up and demanded to sing a song. And they went, what? And I said, just one. So they said, what do you know? I said, anything you can play, you know.
Hoping that they would play Hank Williams tune at that point, right?
Yeah, and he did. Revere says, how about Crazy Arms?
Really?
Which was the flip side of, written by Hank Williams, but the flip side of one of Jerry Lee's records. So I did it, and for like that 2.5 minutes, I was in another world. It was great. As soon as the music stopped, I went, out of the place. So, to make a long story even longer, the next day I'm working at the bakery where I work at McClure's Bakery, and it's Sunday. We don't deliver buns on Sunday, so Revere had to come down and pick up his buns. I'm a little late that morning, and I've got my baker's hat on and my long apron all covered with flour and grease and my thick glasses covered with flour. So he comes in to get his order, and I said, I'm not quite ready, but you have to wait. And he says, the funniest thing happened last night. We played up the street of Elks Lodge. And he said, and I said, well, how was it? He said, well, it was great, it was full. He said, but in the middle of the show, this crazy, skinny kid with this wild look in his eye came up and sang a song. And I said, well, how was he? He said, well, he wasn't bad. I flipped off my hat and my glasses and said, it was me.
Oh, that's funny.
And he said, well, man, you weren't bad. He says, anytime you want to come up and jam? So the Red Hughes band that he was playing with, we then, two guitar players and Revere and myself, went off, became the Downbeats. And when we signed our first record contract, John Gus, the guy at Gardena Records, saw everyone's full legal name, said, Paul Revere and Dick. Paul Revere and the Knight Riders. Paul Revere and the Somethings. And Paul said, no. I'm Revere. I don't want to go as Paul. And he said, well, the Downbeats is cool. I mean, that's all right, but Paul Revere now. Everybody can remember that. So, we thought about it. About 3 weeks later, we said, how about Paul Revere and the Raiders? Because we thought Knight Riders was too country. And the rest, as they say, is history.
That's unbelievable.
Mark, you live up in upstate New York now, not in L.A. anymore?
Spent about half the time in Maui and about half the time upstate New York. Rock and roll keeps you young.
Keeps you young.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Let's not wait so much time between visits, okay? We got a lot of history together going way back to the late 60s. Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Rock and roll keeps you young.
Keeps you young.
Thanks, Mark.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Taught their English to our young. And all the beats we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. A few months back, our next guest was with us, fascinating individual, and we asked him to come back, and I just told him before he went on the air I could talk to him for hours and hours and hours. He is an Air Force Academy graduate with a tour in Vietnam. He accumulated over 20,000 flight hours during his career as a commercial pilot flying a Boeing 737. And also has a book out called How to Overcome the Fear of Flying. It's available on Amazon. I'll tell you how to win a fearless flight class with him on the website. Joining us right now is Captain Ron Nielsen. Hi, Captain. How you doing?
Hey, Ron.
I meant what I said. I could talk to you for hours because I love airplanes, and I actually really love the commercial airplanes. But there was a time, and I'm not too far away from that right now, I'm working on it, that the fear of flying does enter into the equation. Tell us about the 60 million people in the United States alone that have fear of flying and how to overcome it, because there are things that you go through and takeoff and the claustrophobia that really helps people understand the whole concept of what's going on.
Well, we, you know, the way we are wired as human beings, we tell ourselves stories. That's how we understand the world and how we express it and share it with others. And so when we have things that for whatever reason get off of the wrong foot in our brain, we make stories up about that. So flying, with all of its unusual sights, sounds, and sensations, can be one of those things that provokes thoughts that are uncomfortable. And once I tell myself a story like that sound can't be good or that sensation can't be good, then I build on that. And now I filter everything related to flying through that same filter. So now if I have an inherent belief that flying is dangerous, I'm going to notice things in the media and TV and radio reports about things that happen that are going to support that. And so what you got to do is you got to change your story, and in doing so, you change your life. And some of the presenting problems, the surface fears for people are takeoff, of course, because there's a lot happening on takeoff, a lot of vibration, a lot of noise, and turbulence. No one likes turbulence because it triggers that feeling of being out of control, which underlies most fearful flyers. And so, and the other thing about that drives people crazy is just the thought that what if I can't maintain my own emotions and manage my own composure? Am I going to get taken off in handcuffs? You know,
yeah.
And so all of those things go into that. And the book that is really organized. One, you don't have to read it cover to cover. Two, it's not just about me and how much I love aviation, which I do. It's about the people that I've dealt with over the past 32 years and what works and what doesn't work. And it's broken into three parts. One is about the psychology of fear and fear of flying. Two, it's about the basics of flight. How do airplanes work? And three, it's about coping skills and strategies. So you can open it up, find what you're interested in, and go right to it. And the Kindle version has hot links in it, so you can go right to another topic that will expand your information on that. Or if you have the paperback version, you can just, it's got the QR codes, that little crazy little dots and squares and all that, and you can take a picture of that, and it'll take your smartphone to that. So we made it so that it was user-friendly. You can take it with you and have guidance right when you need it.
See, I think one of the big problems for people, and I can attest to this, is the science of flight, how it works. It's still very hard to conceive how an A380 can get off the ground. You know, I think that's number one. Then you got the claustrophobia factor, because you're not in control. When I'm in an airplane, I would be okay if I could drive it, you know, even though I don't know how. But, you know, psychologically.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then flying over water. You know, for a long time I thought to myself, flying over water, you know, maybe that's not as bad as over land, because it could be softer, you know, in case of an emergency.
Yeah.
But the thing I really realized was flying over water doesn't give you alternative landing places as it would if you were flying over land. These are all things, apparently, that I have in the back of my mind, that I'm part of that 60 million people who are not going to fear. I don't fear flying. I just have an apprehension, but I love it. I truly love it, because it's such a sensational thing. I think pilots are, I put pilots up there in the top three echelon, seeing how they can do this. Ron, I watch air disasters. Everybody asks me, why do you watch air disasters? Because it's pretty tough sometimes. But the reason I watch it, and tell me if I'm off base, is because it fascinates me, number one, how they can solve these problems with something as small as your fingernail and correct it. It's almost like, oh boy, this crash, unfortunately, taught us some lessons.
That's a great point, Ron, is the reason that the flying is the safest way to travel in the world today is, unfortunately, from what we've learned through some tragic lessons.
Right, right.
If we maintain the same kind of diligence and vigilance in traffic safety, we wouldn't kill 40,000 people on the highways every year. That's why we don't have many accidents, and when we do, we get the most that we can out of that. And you can, any aircraft accident that you will have watched, when you watch those crashes, will show you what we learned from it and a change that went into effect, either implementation in the federal aviation regulations, resulted in training, maybe a design change in an airplane, or how to get out of the airplane in an emergency. But you're right, because of the forensics, you know, there's a fascination with forensic shows on TV. Forensics and aviation accident investigation were way before that. And I think that's one of the things that attracts me to those shows, because I'm also captivated by it myself.
You have a situation where you have different sights, sounds, sensations during a flight, and I'm assuming that the more you fly, the more you get used to those, because if you're not a frequent flyer, they become a shock factor.
Absolutely. You're talking about exposure therapy. So the two things that get people over it, and what I've learned in the 32 years here, are one, you got to do it. You got to expose yourself to it. But the main thing is you got to change the way you think about it. Because if you get on every flight and you were afraid the last time and you don't change your thinking, you're going to end up with the same results. So learning something, and I'm passionate about teaching. That's one of the things that drew me to this, and is totally correct. And I just wanted to highlight one of the things you mentioned about flying over water and your curiosity and how your belief changed about that. And that is also one of the most popular subjects for people. And we have a section in the book about flying over water.
The book is called How to Overcome Fear of Flying. It's available on Amazon. And also, tell us a fearless flight class. You could get a chance to win that, right?
If you have any issues, you want for a 15-minute free consultation with me, you go to CaptainRon.com, or I'm sorry, CaptainRon@FearlessFlight.com, and we can set that up for you. So, but the website is FearlessFlight.com, and the book is at FearlessFlight.com/book.
Captain, really, I'd love to have you come back and spend more time with us. I know you're on a busy schedule. Let's do it, okay? You're terrific.
You bet. Thanks. Thanks, Ron.
Okay, thank you. Our guest has been Captain Ron Nielsen. Fascinating story about the ways that you can overcome the fear of flying. He was a pilot on a Boeing 737 with 20,000 flight hours, so he knows what he's talking about. Just want to remind everybody that you can check out our website at ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, on the home page, there is an icon that says Listen Live. And if you hit that icon, you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. That's ronsegi.com. And we also invite you to visit our other website, segisings.com, SEGGISINGS, and you'll learn all about our concert tour with a 15-piece orchestra. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A woman is facing first-degree murder charges after shooting and killing her terminally ill husband inside a Daytona Beach hospital. Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, already knew of the plan.
From what I was told, he was aware of it. The goal was for him to do it, but he did not have the strength. So she had to carry it out for him.
Police were eventually able to take her into custody. No one else was injured. Buckingham Palace revealing plans for King Charles III's coronation. The festivities began on May 6th with a coronation big lunch and coronation concert the next day. Avengers star Jeremy Renner is giving a health update after a New Year's Day snowplow incident sent him to the hospital. He took to Instagram to thank fans for their support, as well to reveal that he broke 30-plus bones in the incident. Renner was crushed under a vehicle known as a snowcat while clearing snow. Dave Collins, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has been with us in the past, and I'm always delighted when he comes here. We have a lot of stuff in common, and he is now going to be embarking on yet another venture for public broadcasting. Joining us right now is our friend TJ Levinsky. Hi, TJ. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Ron. It's great to be here with you, and of course, love hearing the Supremes.
Can you bring it back for us? Being a disc jockey for many, many years, you know, we played a lot of songs, but of course we always looked up to the guys like Murray the K, and he used to come out with albums with Murray the K's greatest hits, of a collage of things. You have taken a show that aired back in June 28th, 1965 on CBS, has not seen for almost 56 years, called It's What's Happening, Baby, that's going to be premiering on public broadcasting on Saturday. Tell us about it, TJ.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because I always grew up knowing about Alan Freed. I mean, in my house, Alan Freed was absolutely a god. And also how criminal it was and what happened to Alan, how he lost his job. Then, of course, I knew very well, working in the New York, New Jersey market, Cousin Brucey.
Right.
But I didn't know there was a gap between those guys. And the gap, of course, was the great Murray the K. Kaufman, just an incredible DJ who was a performer, who was stylized, who played his own music, not what the program director told him to do, and who really had the pulse of the kids at that time. I remember being a young kid, I got a bootleg of the concert, particularly because I love Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, they're my favorite group. I was able to get a clip of The Miracles, not realizing it was from a full show. And then, you know, I knew right then and there eventually I'd be able to find the show and do something with it. And that's how we come upon to where we are today.
It's funny you should mention that, because I've seen a million clips on different late night record offers of that show and never realized myself that it was part of a special that was done. Now, you are known for producing these things from scratch. I remember distinctly having a conversation with you about how you go back and listen and chart just about every song note for note, so that when you put on those PBS specials, and you have put on a ton of them, that everything is just the way the record sounds, which is the key to this whole thing. This was a little bit different. I'm assuming that it was not so labor intensive because you had the whole show, but you did redigitize it in its entirety.
Well, okay, so here's your breaking story that no one else knows because no one else has asked that question. If it's a production I'm involved with, I always want it to sound as close to the recording as possible.
Right.
And when we got the Murray the K tapes, the video side of it took probably 2 or 3 years to reconvert, to get each segment to play, because it wasn't just one show at the Fox Theater. It was all these remote locations all around the country. The way they recorded it, each time they went to a new location, all the settings had to be reset, the different levels and the instruments that make the videotape play. But for me, there was a problem. The first problem, meaning that anytime they lip-synced anything, it was all mono, which is nice, but in today's world of high-definition television, I really wanted to go back and resync up those clips so that we had true stereo in all those records. That's where there's like a lip-sync performance, almost like an early MTV style, the way Murray went out and recorded all these kids and young performers on the street. And then there was a live performance that was recorded at the Brooklyn Fox Theater. For those, what I wanted to do was really get the sound of the stereo record. So in cooperation with the record companies, what we did was we got the original backing tracks to most of the songs, which would be just the backing vocals and the backing instruments. Say it's the Drifters, it would be the strings and the horns and the drums and some percussion and the backing Drifters. But we were Well, even if it was minus the lead vocal, because most of the lead vocals in this Murray the K Show were all live. And so we were able to mix that, add in some of one of my orchestras, which happens to be overseas, to fill in some of the gaps, and to really make this a stereo recording with the actual live vocal, but the background now, instead of being something you hardly heard before, actually is a full orchestra sound.
Man, now you really whet my appetite to see this thing. That is outstanding. Well, I didn't think you'd let it slide by half done. Now, some of the acts that are here, the great Ray Charles, Dionne Warwick, the Righteous Brothers, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, Johnny Rivers, the Miracles, Herman's Hermits, the Temptations, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells. These are great performances. And tell us about the fact that this particular show, and I didn't know this, okay, TJ, was a show commissioned by the United States government's Office of Economic Opportunity. It was part of Lyndon Johnson's War on Poverty, which encouraged the youth of America to go out and get summer jobs while out of school. Never knew that.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And, of course, they called him Murray the K as someone they thought would have a connection to the youth of America, because Murray at that time had his own radio show, and they knew he was a performer by the way he did the stage act. They would change outfits, he would sing as part of the band, and all that stuff. And so they went to Murray and said, let's make a TV show. I think in different parts of the country, not realizing that, you know, it was going to be mostly urban. He was trying to attract urban African-American kids, Latino kids, to go back into school. And so when it aired, there was a lot of problems because people in certain parts of the country, they didn't like what they saw.
Right.
And that's why it never aired again, primarily because it's very diverse. But if you grew up in an area like New York or Philadelphia, wherever else, New Jersey, where I'm from, you never really saw a color line anyway. So you see all these kids, black, white, Latino, all together singing and dancing and calling and responding with the different artists. And it's really a beautiful form of how music can surpass any of our differences.
And one of the highlights is the fact that this show, because you have stars today that worked with Murray the K, like Little Anthony and Dionne Warwick, but you also had probably the last interview with Mary Wilson of the Supremes, and then she passed away about a week or so later. So this is a real memorial to the Supremes.
Yeah, and of course that puts an end on our hope that there would be a reunion
right.
One day. I'd always thought, because the main problem with the reunions in the past were fights over money, I had thought, you know, maybe after this show I can go to Dinah Ross and some of the other folks involved with Cindy and say, look, we're public television. We have no money. So that problem, gone. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Let's
right.
get us all together. And that was kind of my plan. And Mary was so alive. She'd hosted a bunch of shows for me. And she was talking about, oh, I'm going to do a new movie. And then I'm going to do a reality show. And then I got another book. And I mean, she was so alive. And then she was gone a couple days later. It made you realize how precious life is. She had blood clots, I think, of what took her. But it's just so sad.
Yeah, and she was a grand lady. I have to congratulate you on millions of dollars that you have raised for PBS with shows like Get Down Tonight, The Disco Years, The 60s Experience, Doo-Wop Vocal Groups, Moments to Remember, Motown Memories, The British Beat, Country Pop Classics. I mean, you have really brought the music of our lives, as Dick Clark used to say, the blueprint of our lives, back to television. And you know what's nice about it, TJ, and you know this better than anybody, it never dies.
Yeah. It's amazing because, you know, when you see some of these performances, particularly the Temptations are singing their first hit on air, also written by Smokey Robinson, The Way You Do the Things You Do.
Right.
And you think these guys have, you know, they've got all the power in the world. They had Charlie Atkins as their choreographer. They could do anything. They were the, you know, I call them the tall, tantalizing, toe-tapping, terrific Temptations. And you sit and you talk to these guys, right? And they're like, yeah, but we were afraid of Little Anthony and the Imperials. We had to really step up our dancing because we thought they were going to blow us off stage. And then in the same show, I call him Tough Tony, Little Anthony says, we were scared of them. Those guys were scared of us. We were scared of them.
Yeah, great story.
And it's pretty amazing to see that camaraderie, competition, but camaraderie at the same time.
Well, as Murray the K should say, it's a swinging soiree. Its premiere is coming up this Saturday, of course, on public broadcasting, and the time is going to be 7 p.m. Eastern and Central Time. However, As we all know, public television do a ton of encore telecasts, so check your local listings because it'll be playing several times over the years. And it's, of course, the brainchild of our guest and friend T.J. Lubinsky, and it is called It's What's Happening, Baby, and it's a star-studded show from a lot of great great artist over almost 56 years ago. TJ, I know your brother lives in town. Please, the next time you visit Orlando, let me know. You have my number. We can break bread together, come on over to the studio, and we can talk about good old rock and roll.
Sounds like a plan to me. Thank you.
Thanks, TJ. Look forward to having you back, my friend.
Bye-bye.
He does a great job, and this public broadcasting venue that he has really taken over for great musical memories. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it.
JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Ron Sedgie today. Well, our next guest couldn't come at a better time. She is a travel expert, first of all, TV host for Travel Channel's Epic List. Joining us right now to talk about a great idea, joining us right now is our friend, Rachel Redwall. Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Hey, Ron. I'm doing well, and I agree with you. I want that vacation after the holidays. A vacation from the vacation.
A vacation from the vacation. And all my wife tells me that I want to go someplace because I'm absolutely beat. I want to change the scenery. The National Plan for a Vacation Day is recognized in January. And tell us why, Rachel.
Number one, when you have a trip to look forward to, you have an immediate dopamine hit. So from the moment that you plan that vacation until you take it, research shows that you are happier because you have something to look forward to. In the dark months, that's especially important. Americans are just not very good at taking vacations. I think we need to get better. In 2018 alone, according to the U.S. Travel Association, Americans left $65.5 billion of vacation benefits unused. I don't want anybody tuning in to waste those benefits that they worked so hard for. So now is the time to look ahead and plan that vacation.
When you take a vacation, does it make a difference if you take a train, a car, a boat, or a plane?
I don't think that matters as much as time of the year. If you're going during high season, say the holidays or a spring break week that every school in the nation has, then it's going to be busier. I personally recommend that you look at what is called shoulder season. That's the spring and the fall in most destinations, especially around American Thanksgiving, because other places aren't celebrating at the same time. So when you go determines how busy it is and how good the deals are that you find.
How do you choose the place to go to?
Well, if you want to actually take advantage of those tons of feet of snow, you can plan a budget-friendly trip this winter where costs don't get in the way of getting out on the slopes for a little skiing or snowboarding. You can book one of Motel 6's nearly 280 properties near ski resorts and take advantage of a 10% discount on Indy Pass lift tickets through the My 6 discount with code Motel 6 Indy 23. That's going to get you pre-season pricing on lift tickets, and lift tickets are expensive.
Can you avoid things that come up that are unexpected because you don't know what it's going to be? So how do you prepare for that? Maybe you got the answer. Hopefully.
Yeah, I have two answers for you. So number one, I'm always traveling with my phone, and believe it or not, I drop it sometimes. So the unexpected can happen with our tech because, you know, we're bringing our phone everywhere with our flight reservations and our camera on it. I recommend you get ready for your travels with cases and power products from OtterBox. There's a phone case to keep everyone in the family protected and charged up with their full line of power products. You can find all the cases and the power products at Verizon.com or your local Verizon store. If you're talking about bigger things going wrong, like unexpected cancellations, I always recommend people buy travel insurance. And my favorite is Allianz. Allianz Travel Insurance can give you the peace of mind to, you know, fully enjoy that trip and protect it from unexpected cancellations, delays, and more. I've had a policy with Allianz for years, and I can say that buying travel insurance is the best way to protect your travel investment because you're reimbursed for covered cancellations, travel delays, baggage issues, and medical emergencies. All you need to do is look for that Allianz travel insurance info when you're booking with most major airlines, hotels, and cruise lines. And it has been a lifesaver for me and a colleague. I had an Allianz policy when I was up on an assignment in the Arctic, and life would have been really different if we didn't have that protection.
Yeah, and she knows about the Arctic, ladies and gentlemen, because she has traveled all seven continents and journeyed through over 70 nations. So she knows what she's... When Rachel says what to do, you have to listen to Rachel, okay? Now, you mentioned before about taking your devices, your telephones. How do you protect these devices from getting lost, and especially if you're bringing along documents and you know, things that are important to you and that you have to put them through in case of an airline, the detector, and you don't know what happened. The other day, I was flying to Pennsylvania, and they opened all my suitcases.
Mm-hmm. So a couple tips that I have for you would be this. One, I put a business card. You can take a note card and write your name and your telephone number and your email address and even your physical address and stash it in a zipper pocket inside the luggage in case it gets lost and separated from any other identifying bag tags that you have. Sometimes TSA does need to go through our stuff, so I recommend packing your things in packing cubes. It's a space saver, and on top of that, hopefully as TSA goes through it, they zip it back up and all your underwear is in the same spot. Another pro tip is these days you can get AirTags, which are an Apple product, where you can just go onto your Apple device and see where your bag is when it is put onto the plane, when it's taken off to go to the baggage carousel, you know exactly where it is.
Well, I tell you, that is important. That is very important. And, I got a little upset when I found out they went through my baggage and my wife's baggage. But, of course, on the other end of that stick, they are only protecting me. So you can't get too bent out of shape. If you don't know what's going on in these things. So
true. And, Ron, you can get a little lock that's TSA friendly. So you can lock your luggage and make sure that only TSA can get in there. They have a special key. So if they need to get in, they can. But nobody else is going to fiddle with your stuff.
Really? Do you have to tell them that or they have it?
Nope, they have the key already, and lots of luggage actually has that type of lock embedded into the suitcase, so it's TSA compatible, and if they need to get in there, they just use their special universal key.
Wow, I'm going to get that. Now, Rachel, where's your next venture to?
Well, I am daydreaming about warm sunshine and warm culture in Puerto Rico. I say Puerto Rico is the perfect destination for your next easy-to-reach vacation. There are 80 daily nonstop flights from 23 U.S. markets to Puerto Rico, so it's really easy to enjoy all the unique adventures that the island has to offer. Plus, it's a U.S. territory, so if you're a U.S. citizen, you don't need a passport to get there, which is why I've loved all my trips there, whether I'm enjoying a piña colada on the island that invented it, or taking one of the longest zip lines in the world over the jungle, or, Ron, my very favorite thing to do there is to go kayaking in a place called Bio Bay, where you're kayaking among bioluminescence,
wow,
which is these, where every time your paddle hits the water around you, little microorganisms light up and glow blue.
Where can we go, Rachel, for more information on this?
Go to tipsontv.com for more information about what we've talked about today.
Tipsontv.com. I'm reading something here about you, and do you do some producing for the show like Ice Road Truckers?
Yes, sir. Alaska is the only place I've ever had my eyes freeze shut. Pro tip, all you need to do is put the palm of your hand on your eyes for long enough they warm back up.
I am obsessed with that show.
Answer. Are you?
Oh, I can't stop watching. I don't know how these guys do this, and the women do this. I've probably seen every episode 5 times.
I love that. Well, I've spent lots of time up on the Hall Road in Alaska, Ron, and it's a beautiful environment, but it is hard to drive.
Do you shoot that show? Are you in those trucks?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You get to know your truckers pretty well when you spend that many miles in the cab of a truck. 26,000 miles in a season, something like that.
Rachel, you got to come back when you have more time and talk about this show. I got to know all about it. Okay, so let's make a date to do that, okay?
Perfect.
Okay,
thanks for having me, Ron.
Thanks, Rachel. Our guest has been travel expert and Emmy-nominated TV host Rachel Rudwall. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great healthcare. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
That's a wrap with Ron Zedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include singer and actor Paul Anka, the king of NASCAR, Richard Petty, from the team of the Smothers Brothers, Tommy Smothers, Mark Lindsay, lead singer for the rock group Paul Revere and the Raiders, Captain Ron Nielsen, and TJ Lubinsky from PBS. He's the guy that brings us all these great music concerts on the PBS channel. And I also want to thank from the Travel Channel, Rachel Rudwall. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live, nationwide and around the world, with Ron Zedgy today. And until then, I'm Ron Zedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.